Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask John Hood and Chris Fitzsimon. It's been several weeks since we discussed the controversy surrounding Silent Sam. The Board of Governors' decision is being challenged on all sorts of fronts in the press and the courts. Give us your take on where things stand with Silent Sam and where they're headed. John?
We have a challenge. We have faculty upset. We have students upset. We have some outside observers upset. We have a challenge to the deal that was struck between the university and ultimately the Sons of Confederate Veterans to take the statue along with some money, over $2 million in money. My own view is that under the law that currently exists, you can't just pretend doesn't exist, there are two options. One of them is transfer the ownership of the statue to some private entity. They probably won't take it without some money, so you're going to have to give them some money and have them set it up wherever they want. That's option A. That's a version of what we have right now. Option B is put it right back in McCorkle Place where it was. I do not believe there is an option C. So if they strike down the deal, they'll have to make another deal to transfer it to somebody with presumably less money.
So if ain't nobody happy right now, they might be even more unhappy.
Well, first of all, the reason people aren't happy isn't because it went to an outside group. The reason people are unhappy is, A, the way the deal was made, which probably violated the open meetings law, which we'll see. That's going to be litigated. To an organization that has now been revealed to be completely misrepresenting itself as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. I mentioned last week the Daily Tar Heel, to their credit, has done great reporting. They literally have a political action committee and are participating directly in elections, which is against the law.
Which is against the IRS rules.
Not to mention their views and what they represent and what some of their leaders have done. And also been revealed the $74,999 also given to them to avoid attorney general review was very bizarrely done between the Daughters of Confederate Veterans and the Daughters of the Confederacy, the Sons of Confederate Veterans, whatever their names are. That there's some shady dealings there that are still being explored. Option C really is finding a museum or a place to put the statue, getting it away from these white supremacists or people who have, at least some of their members have those views, with an incredibly shady deal. And the last point I'll make is the Board of Governors continues to sink lower and lower in the public realm. We just had a situation this week where two members of the ECU Board of Trustees, one appointed by the Board of Governors, one appointed by the Republican legislators, were literally trying to pay and raise money in an ECU student election so they could control the ECU Board of Trustees.
The presidency.
Yeah. The credibility of the folks who are running our university system could not be lower. And that is part of this fundamental problem. Nobody trusts them.
Another topic for another day. But John Hood, have you ever heard of a situation in North Carolina where people were paid not to protest?
No, and that was a strange part of the strange settlement.
That's that $75,000.
Yeah. But right. What I would say, though, about the statue again, is that there was a similar dispute in Chatham County. It was resolved by transferring the ownership to a private entity. I do believe that is ultimately the... If you want to get the statue off of the campus of UNC Chapel Hill, under the current law, I believe that is your only option. If this deal gets struck, they should negotiate a different one and do it the right way.
Predictions. Is the deal going to get struck? Yes or no?
It's hard to imagine the way it was done that it will not be struck and we'll be back to square one.
John?
I'm not so sure. I think you end up in the judiciary where the judges understand there's got to be a resolution of this crisis. I'm not sure.
May not be everybody's first choice, but it may be the choice.
It is conceivable that even though there are problems with the deal, that they do not rise to the level in some judge's mind of striking it, yes.
Interesting. Well, we'll be watching it, and we thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.